Tonight we are going to take a journey to a far, far, far away land, to a realm that is filled with enchantment and mystery. It is a place where the sun kisses the earth with its golden warmth each day. A land that holds hidden oases and secret gardens, all verdant and lush, filled with blooming roses of crimson and gold. These lush green dreamscapes, with their bubbling fountains, their meandering pathways, and their exotic bird songs, they offer a serene oasis, a place where time stands still. It is a sacred and ancient land where stories of love and magic are whispered by the evening breeze that dances through the lantern-lit cobblestone streets as the scent of rose and jasmine fills the air. Tonight we are going to Persia, the place that Rumi called home. In the realm of spiritual literature, the words of Rumi, they stand as timeless beacons of wisdom and enlightenment, guiding seekers on a journey of self-discovery and inner transformation. Rumi, who was a Persian poet, a mystic and a Sufi master, he left behind a profound legacy that continues to resonate with souls across the ages. His poetry is infused with mystical insights and profound truths that transcends cultural and religious boundaries, offering solace, inspiration, and guidance to all who seek the deeper meaning of life. With verses that speak directly to the heart and soul, Rumi invites readers to explore the mysteries of existence, to delve into the depths of their being, and to embrace the divine essence that resides within them. In the enchanted garden of Rumi's words, seekers find nourishment for the spirit, illumination for the mind, and solace for the soul as they embark on a transformative journey of love, wisdom, and spiritual awakening. So as we welcome day 8 of our 21 days with Rumi, tonight we are going to traverse into a magical land where dreams and magic exist. So to begin, settle down into your bed. Turn off all your devices. Take a deep breath in, and then cozy on down under your blankets. Closing your eyes. Surrendering and falling into the support of your mattress. Letting it hold you, support you, and cradle you. Breathing in deeply and exhaling completely. Softening, surrendering, relaxing. Letting go of the day. Falling into a magical dreamtime realm of sleep and storytelling.
Thank you.
In Persia, the ink-black nights, they are lit by the stars, by antique street lamps, and the flicker of age-old fairy tales that bestow mystery, magic, and adventure. A place that is ancient, sacred and exotic, a mix of rare and mystical as the fragrance in the air of jasmine, rose, and oud that carry you there. Ancient Persia is a land that evokes self-surrender as the lanterns adorned with shimmering jewels illuminate the cobblestone pathways, casting a soft glow upon the majestic palaces and bustling marketplaces. Under the mystical cloak of a Persian night, where the moon hangs like a silver lantern in the velvet sky, tales of enchantment, they weave through the air like wisps of fragrant incense. Secrets of the magical genie are whispered on the breeze, promising wonders beyond imagination. And in these bewitching hours, when the stars wink knowingly and the jasmine scented air, it hums with anticipation, magic carpet rides become a reality, carrying intrepid souls on journeys through time, space, and enchanting realms. With genies as guides, their laughter echoing in the star-strewn heavens, adventurers are swept into realms of dreams and destiny, where every wish is a shimmering jewel awaiting discovery. The air is perfumed with the scent of exotic spices and blooming roses, weaving a tapestry of fragrance that dances on the evening breeze. Tall minarets, they rise like slender towers towards the heavens above, adorned with intricate carvings and shimmering mosaic. They catch the light of the setting sun. Cobblestone streets wind through bustling bazaars where merchants peddle their wares amongst a kaleidoscope of colour and sound. Ornate palaces with domed rooftops and arched doorways, they stand as silent sentinels of a bygone era. Their walls are adorned with intricate arabesques and delicate tile work that glimmer in the soft glow of the lantern light. And amongst it all, the call to prayer, it echoes through the evening air. It is an angelic melody that speaks of centuries of faith and devotion. Persia is a land of timeless beauty and ancient magic, where every corner it holds a story waiting to be told. As the night deepens, the streets come alive with the soft murmur of storytellers weaving tales of wonder and adventure. And so it is within this mystical land of Persia, where the moon danced across the velvet sky and the stars whispered secrets to those who listened. There lived a storyteller named Rumi. Rumi was known throughout the kingdom for his enchanting poems that ignited the imagination sparked the heart and transported the reader to realms of magic, enchantment, love, and eternal wisdom. It was one starlit evening as the moon cast its silvery glow upon the land, where Rumi gathered the villagers beneath the ancient olive tree at the centre of the village. This ancient olive tree was anchored within the heart of a bustling bazaar, nestled amidst the labyrinth alleyways and bustling market stalls. It was a hidden courtyard adorned with fragrant jasmine and vibrant bougainvillea. Beneath the twinkling stars and the gentle sway of lanterns, a group of villagers gathered together to find respite in Rumi's words before they rest their souls for the night ahead. With the melody of a lute as his backdrop and the twinkling stars as his audience, Rumi began to recite a story that would transport them to a world beyond their wildest dreams. A story that was woven from threads of moonlight and spun into tapestries of wonder and delight. He spoke of a time when the land was ruled by a humble Shah who was known far and wide for his wisdom and generosity, and where his kingdom flourished under his benevolent rule. As Rumi continued his story, he told of how one twilight evening he approached the palace gates. He then went on to say that these gates, they swung open with a whisper, inviting him to explore the palace and its halls. Walking through the golden gates, Rumi recited that his soul had got lost within the beauty of the place. You see, the Shah, he lived in a palace that gleamed like a pearl amongst the desert sands. It was a mesmerizing testament to the beauty of Persian architecture and Islamic artistry. Its majestic turquoise dome, adorned with delicate arabesques and intricate mosaic tile work, seemed to kiss the sky, echoing the heavens above. Rumi continued to walk towards the palace. As the sunlight danced upon its shimmering facade, hues of turquoise blue, emerald green, and the color gold, it cascaded like radiant streams of light, illuminating the garden courtyard with a celestial glow. The mosque's minarets, they reached towards the heavens, whispering tales of ancient wisdom and divine connection to all who pause to listen. Within its corridor of hallways, the air it whispered murmurs of prayer, mingling with the fragrance of incense and the soft rustle of the worshippers' robes. Here within the tranquil beauty of the Shah Mosque, souls found solace, hearts found peace, and spirits found sanctuary in the embrace of timeless devotion. However, like everything in life, there is always more to be seen, to be felt, and to be explored for those with open eyes. Hidden beneath the opulence of the palace lay a secret known only to a select few. Deep within the labyrinth of corridors and shadowed chambers, there existed a doorway to another realm, a realm of dreams and enchantment, where the boundaries between reality and fantasy blurred, and time truly stood still. Legend had it that whoever dared to venture through this doorway would be granted a wish that held the power to shape their destiny. The Shah invited Rumi to walk with him through the secret door and to explore the hidden passages. Walking alongside Rumi, he revealed that the room below held the key to unlocking the mysteries of the universe and connecting with the wisdom of the ages. Together, they embarked on a journey through this lost world, passing through chambers filled with treasures from distant lands and libraries overflowing with ancient scrolls. Each room, it held secrets waiting to be discovered, and Rumi listened intently as the Shah shared tales of love, courage, and magic. As the night wore on, Rumi felt a sense of peace wash over him, knowing that he was in the presence of greatness. The Shah's words filled his heart with hope and inspiration, and he realized that the power to shape his destiny had laid within him all this time. At the end of the hallway, there was a big wooden door. The Shah invited Rumi inside. The room was lined floor to ceiling with big wooden bookcases filled with ancient books and manuscripts. There was a beautiful red velvet couch, a coffee table, and a pot of tea awaiting. The Shah, he hushed Rumi over to the couch, pouring him a cup of jasmine tea. Looking into Rumi's eyes, the Shah's eyes twinkled with magic. The Shah, with a light-hearted laugh, he invited Rumi to make a wish. He said this was the place where wishes were granted. With a hopeful heart, Rumi closed his eyes and made a wish. His wish was to escape the confines of his ordinary life and to soar among the clouds on a magic carpet ride. To his amazement, his wish was granted in the most unexpected of ways. Before him appeared a mystical genie, his body shimmering with the iridescent glow of a thousand fireflies. The genie, with a mischievous twinkle in his eye, revealed that he had been sent to fulfill Rumi's deepest of desire. With a wave of his hand, the genie conjured a magnificent magic carpet, its threads woven from moonbeams and starlight. Rumi's eyes widened with wonder as he climbed on board. feeling the soft caress of the enchanted fabric beneath his fingertips. As the carpet lifted off the ground, carrying Rumi high into the night sky, he felt a sense of freedom unlike anything he had ever known. They soared over ancient palaces and hidden oases. Their silhouettes illuminated by the glow of the full moon. Flying into the night sky, Rumi was taken on a magical carpet ride to explore the wonders of the world and to discover its hidden treasures. The carpet whisked him away to far-off lands where he marveled at towering pyramids, lush jungles, and sparkling seas. But the genie, he had one more surprise in store for Rumi. With a flourish of his coat, he granted Rumi another 2 wishes, promising to fulfill his every desire. Overwhelmed by the possibilities, Rumi pondered on his choices carefully, knowing that each wish it held the power to change his destiny. After much deliberation, Rumi made his second wish. Rumi asked for the wisdom to make the right choices and the courage to follow his dreams. The genie smiled knowingly, knowing that true magic, it lay not in the granting of wishes, but in the heart of the seeker and within the journey that they take. As dawn broke over the horizon and the first light of the morning painted the sky in shades of pink and gold, Rumi made his final wish, a wish to be given the gift of an open heart and the mastery of self-expression. With a wave of his hand, the genie granted Rumi's 3rd and final wish, infusing his spirit with the essence of poetry and magic. In that moment, Rumi felt his heart overflow with the beauty of words and the melody of verse. And he felt a shift within, as he felt deep within the pull to write poetry which would touch the souls of all who heard it. As dawn approached and the first light of morning kissed the horizon, Rumi bid farewell to the genie, to Shah, and to his magical palace. With a heart full of gratitude and a mind re-inspired with newfound wisdom, he returned to the waking world, ready to embrace the day with joy and wonder. And as he watched the sun rise over the horizon, casting a golden glow upon the world below, he knew that his journey was just beginning. As Rumi wove his tale, the villagers continued to listen with unwavering attention, their imaginations ignited by the promise of adventure, love, and wonder. And as the night wore on and the stars danced overhead, it was time for all to go to bed. As they settled beneath the billowing canopy of their silk tents, they were lulled into a tranquil slumber by the soothing sounds of the nearby fountain and the distant melody of the lute. After hearing the magical tale from Rumi that night, they drifted into a peaceful sleep, their dreams infused with the magic of Persia. And so, beneath the canopy of stars, amongst the fragrance of jasmine and rose, Rumi's enchanting tale, it continued to weave its spell, carrying the villagers on a journey of discovery and delight through their dreams as they slept. As the night unfolds, the villagers find themselves transported to distant lands and ancient realms, where genies grant wishes and magic carpets they soar through the starlit sky. In their dreams, they wander through ornate palaces adorned with shimmering mosaics and intricate carvings, each corner filled with the whispered secrets of a bygone era. While they sleep, awakened and enlivened with his newfound gifts, Rumi embarks on a journey across the desert, riding upon a magic carpet that soars through the night skies like a shooting star. With each passing moment, he composes verses that dance upon the wind, weaving tapestries of dreams and casting spells of wonder wherever he goes. As the moon shines brightly and the stars wink in approval, Rumi smiles to himself, deeply feeling at peace, as he reminds himself that his wish had been fulfilled beyond his wildest dreams, for he had become not just a poet, but a beacon of light in a world that was hungry for the beauty of words. So beneath the watchful gaze of the desert moon, Rumi continued to write his poetry, knowing that the magic of the genie, the generosity of the Shah, the power of his wish, and the soaring flight of his magic carpet would forever guide him on his journey of enchantment and discovery. As this story comes to an end, invite yourself to fall into a dreamy land, a land of magic and enchantment, where the days are filled with endless possibility and endless adventure. Breathing in deeply, drifting off to sleep. Falling, falling into a beautiful dream time. Falling into the magical realm of sleep. Falling into the enchanting land of Persia. Falling into a night filled with magic, wonder, and the timeless beauty of a Persian night. Drifting, falling. Drifting, falling. Good night, sweet dreams. Thank you.